Welcome to the Financial Coaches Podcast, where we talk about how to build your practice from startup to scale up while being the kind of coach your clients crave. Finally, a podcast for financial coaches. Here are your hosts, Maria Casillas and Cody Sizemore.
Hello and welcome back to the Financial Coaches Podcast. My name is Cody Sizemore with Sizemore Financial Coaching, and I'm joined here by my lovely co-host Maria Casillas with New Money Habits. And we have a lot to talk about today. Excited to get into it. But before we do that, I want to just remind you guys about a few things. So number one, if you've been listening to the show and you are someone who listens to it literally every week, first and foremost, thank you. We call you our every weekers, and you are what keeps this show going. You're the ones who keep us wanting to make these shows happen every single week. So we really, really appreciate you, and we appreciate your support. Now, if you are one of those people and you haven't left a review yet, or you haven't left a rating, or you haven't shared it with a friend, or you haven't, you know, gone on top of a mountain and shouted it to the rooftops, what are you doing?
Why not? Right?
So no, but we would really appreciate it if you could do that. It does help us quite a bit. It helps push it out to more people, but it also gives us feedback to, like, you know, learn from that and to grow from it. And, you know, also kind of see what you guys like about us too. It kind of makes us feel good too, you know? So we'd really appreciate that. And we also want to invite you into our Facebook group as well. Totally free to join. And that Facebook group is called The Financial Coaches Community by New Money Habits. So just type that into Facebook, press the join button, answer a few questions, just make sure that you're a real person, and then join in and ask questions and connect with people and all that good stuff. And then last but not least, if you are a new coach, whether you're new to listening to this podcast, you've been listening to this podcast, you've been thinking about getting started as a financial coach, we have the perfect thing for you, which is simply a course called Getting Started as a Financial Coach. So if you're looking for a way to learn more about how to launch your business and also how to get your first or your next paying client, then pop over into the show notes. We have a link for our course there. And, you know, you can watch a free webinar on that to learn more about it. And then obviously you can then go into the course and get all the value that you need in order to get started as a financial coach. So with that being said, Maria,
sir,
what are we talking about today?
I think we should talk a little bit about not doing this coaching thing all by ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that good?
Yes. Yes. I'm thinking back to the days when I was doing that, and it sucked.
Yeah. It sucked. Yeah. I agree. You know, solopreneuring is not for the faint of heart. It is something that, I mean, there's so much to learn, and there's this giant learning curve and all of these new things, and you see everybody else doing their end results, right? We're comparing our starter up to their end results, and it always feels like they're doing so many things that we don't know how, or like we're just not doing it the right way. And it's so easy to start thinking that, oh, we're just not cut out for this. This isn't our thing, and all of that. Mm-hmm. And then just to isolate. It's super easy to isolate, I think. And I'm a stay-at-home mom in addition to solopreneuring. So like I never get to go anywhere or do anything. And so back in the day when I was solopreneuring and I wasn't doing this with anybody else, gosh, that it was super lonely. Like I just wanted to be able to talk to another adult about something mm-hmm. that was intellectual for me. And I don't get me wrong, I don't disparage my role here at the home, but it was just, there was that loneliness, I think, that settled in. And so anyway, if you have ever experienced that, I think it would be an interesting conversation because we don't experience that anymore. I don't. Mm-hmm. And there's very specific reasons why I don't feel that way anymore. And I'm looking right at one of them. I mean, you and I have been doing this now for what, 2 years or something close to that. And that's after a year and a half or so of knowing each other by connecting somewhere else. So I think we just are a perfect example even of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember. So first and foremost, I want to define something that you said. Because I think a lot of people know what it is, but not everybody. So solopreneur, right? So what that is it's an entrepreneur that's working as one, just by themselves. So, you know, like if you're a financial coach and there's no one working for you and it's just you in the business, then you are a solopreneur. So I just want to make sure people understand, right?
Yes.
But with that comes a lot of loneliness and frustration and confusion and not having clarity and like all this kind of stuff, right? Like I remember when I first started coaching and I first launched it, I was like the primal definition of solopreneur. And I had zero contacts in the financial coaching industry. I didn't know anyone who was doing the same thing I was. I just knew of people, but I didn't know anyone. I didn't talk to anyone. And those first few months were kind of difficult on me. Like I didn't know what was the right thing. I didn't know how I should structure things. I didn't know what to, if I was doing things correctly. I didn't know how to do this. I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know what I should, you know, have my prices be it. Should I even charge? Like, you know, like I didn't even know anything, you know, and it wasn't actually until I got connected with you guys, in particular, the producer of the show, which his name is Mike Keneally. You know, he reached out to me because I just asked a question. I finally got into a Facebook group and I asked a question like, hey, how do you guys do this?
And
Mike reached out to me and he was super nice. He's like, hey, here's the answer to your question. But if you want to learn more or if you have more questions, I'd be happy to hop on a call. And I was like, yes, first and foremost, your answer to my question was really good. So clearly you know what you're talking about. And yes, I would love to hop on a call and learn more because I don't know what I'm doing. You know, it wasn't until after that that I got connected with Mike. And then Mike invited me into his network with, you know, all the coaches that he's associated with, which Mike talks to a ton of coaches. Then I started talking to them and I was learning from them. And that's when things really started to blossom and take off, you know?
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. It's just when you are the only one, you kind of think, oh my gosh, I'm the only one. There is no other, does anyone even know what I'm supposed to do? Like what my title is or any of that. But on the flip side of that, sometimes when you are in a group of I don't want to say in a group of people who are doing the same thing. But so for example, I came into coaching through the doorway of doing my own debt-free journey, which everyone who's listened to this ever before, they know that. So what I'm about to say is relating to that. You've gone through this entire journey. And so when you kind of step out and like, oh, I'm going to help other people with this as well, there's this assumption that everybody knows what that is because you've gone, you've been surrounding yourself with around people who have that same, a similar story. And so there's that as well, where you're like, oh, well, everybody's doing this. So it feels super saturated over here. And so, you know, is this even something that I can do anymore? Is it something that I can actually gain any traction with and that kind of thing? So those two things kind of, they work together to really weigh you down and start to mess with your head. At least that's one of the things that happened with me. I know that I got into groups very similar to what you did, Cody, but I actually took it a step further because I was going to a couple of like networking groups and that kind of thing and realized that there was all of these other people around who were doing similar things. And I noticed that there were gaps in what they were doing that I could fill and that there were gaps that what I had gaps in, they could fill. And I'm like, so instead of becoming competition with any of these people, why don't we see if there's anything that we can do to help each other? And that's actually how New Money Habits was formed, was there's three of us who were local in the same area. I knew, I like to joke that I was the bridge between the two of them because I knew each of them individually. And then when I met with one, I was like, oh, well, okay, now that we've decided we could do something together, I need to bring in this other person too, because I really think you would get along with him. So it was very interesting to see how the talents and the weaknesses of all three of us really kind of meshed together. So I say all that to say not everyone needs to go and create a whole new entity with somebody and create a whole new business, but there is this beauty between recognizing what some of your gaps are and how people can fill that in. And I think that's one of the things that I really like about our relationship too, is that there are certain things that I bring to the table that you haven't or hadn't, and vice versa for sure. And so that's, I don't know. It's like, when you said, hey, there's a podcast, I don't see a podcast. And I'm like, well, just do one, just create that, which you don't find. And you're like, hey, will you do it with me? I'm like, sure, why not? Like, I think the collaboration is such a beautiful thing too. So I bring that up because you mentioned support. I also want to make sure that we talk about collaboration in there, because that's another really, really good reason to get together with other people.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I haven't quite like collaborated in the sense of like totally coming in and being like a partner kind of thing but because I got connected with you guys, and you know, you guys were, I'm not even gonna like sugarcoat it, you guys were pivotal to the early days of me getting started. I don't know if I would have been coaching if I didn't get connected with you guys, to be honest with you. And because of that, it blossomed into A, amazing friendships, but also B, different collaborations, such as this podcast. Like, this podcast would not have existed if it wasn't for getting connected with other coaches that are like-minded and have the right, or the same, you know, values and, you know, goals and intentions. Right. And then even beyond this show, like, you know, like we got that, we worked together on the Getting Started as a Financial Coach course, you know? So we did that together. We're also building another course for scaling your business. You know, and that's for, you know, coaches who are already coaching, but they really want to take things to the next level. We haven't talked about that. So, don't tell anyone.
So sneak peek.
It may or may not be happening. But all of those different opportunities wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for this thing about community. And that's why I think it's so important to talk about. And it's so important to make sure that we like really drive home the importance of this, because it can be the thing that not just takes your practice to the next level, and allows you to have a community to build ideas off of, and, you know, see what other people are doing and collaborate. But it's also this very thing that could very well make you continue coaching as well. Because that's what it was for me. If I had that pride or that ego to where I was like, I don't need anyone, or, you know, like that kind of thing, or I just tried to like lone wolf it the entire time, I would not be coaching. I would be at Home Depot, 100%.
So you mentioned, you know, pride and ego, and it's almost as if you were reading my mind. I actually wasn't thinking about those things, but I was thinking to ask you the question, what do you think are some of the reasons that people don't try to collaborate? What keeps them from seeking out that community? So maybe some of the answers are pride, ego. What else, though, do you think might keep somebody from seeking out a community?
Yeah, I think that those are definitely a couple. I think another one would just be fear, embarrassment, imposter syndrome, you know, like all those different types of things too, like dealing with a low sense of self-worth or confidence kind of thing. Yeah. Like, I think a lot of that is in there too.
I agree. And the word that keeps coming to my mind is vulnerability. And I think that about 80% of the five words you just said actually are encompassed with the idea of vulnerability, that, you know, if we don't have that high self-confidence or, you know, some of the other things you said, like, absolutely, that will create that sense of vulnerability. And if we're not able to reconcile with that, then we might be less likely to go into a group. I mean, I can tell you that, you know, if you think about how many people we have in our Facebook group, but how many people don't actually interact in there, I can tell you that those people are likely watching. Like, they're a little bit hesitant. They're watching to see what other people say and do. And they're a little bit like, oh, I don't even know if I should say this. I'm encouraging you today, if you're one of those individuals, go ahead and be vulnerable. I mean, we're actually a really chill group. There's there's no drama in there. That's one of the things I love the most about it, honestly, is that when somebody has a question, it's asked and then it's answered, and there's really no cattiness or anything like that. So that's beautiful. But yeah, I think that that's one of the reasons that people don't do it. Embarrassment, fear, all of the other things you said.
Yeah. There's literally nothing to be embarrassed about. Like, and I can say that like super confidently. Because where you're at, we were all there, every single one of us, you know? So just ask questions and you'll grow from it, you know? Yeah. So
go ahead. There was a delay.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think another benefit of it is that there are people who are just a third party, a neutral party, who are able to see things that when you're in the weeds, you just can't see. You know, that whole idea of not being able to see the forest through the trees. If you're staring at a trunk, you can't see what's beyond that. But somebody who's watching from the left or the right, they can. And they can guide you into the right direction just by being able to help you get out of yourself and out of your own way. And I just think that that's one of the things that I know I benefit the most from. You know, when I have collaboration with somebody, sometimes it's almost like, I don't want to say free coaching, but sometimes it is that way, because if it's a really good friend or a really good colleague or somebody who I can actually collaborate with, I say, hey, I'm feeling really stuck with this. They could say one thing, and in that 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, like I have this epiphany, because they technically just coached me there in that moment. So I just want to encourage you to really think about that and go, okay, well, who do I want to surround myself with, so that when I have some of those vulnerabilities, I don't have to worry so much. I know they're going to guide me well. And I think you mentioned, Cody, just a couple minutes ago about having like similar values and that kind of thing. That's actually important to me, because if I'm going to have Cody or any of the other partners that I have lead me in a direction, I want to know that I can trust that I appreciate the direction they're going to lead me in.
Yeah, exactly. So as we wrap this up, I'm going to do a couple shameless plugs.
Okay.
So if you haven't yet, join our Facebook group. I know I said at the beginning of the call, I'm in coaching mode right now. Beginning of the podcast, but I'm going to say it again. It's New Money, or not New Money Habits. It is the Financial Coaches Community at New Money Habits, or by New Money Habits. And yeah, join that up. You know, and another thing that you could do too, if you're looking for that next step, like Facebook group is great, but if you're really looking to take a deeper dive with people, you know, New Money Habits does offer something called Coaches Plus, to where it's like a monthly membership, to where you get a bunch of different things, like a meetup, you know, like a book club or book study, you know, like all the different types of things that you guys can do to learn and grow and connect from. And, you know, of course, as well, like there is also that course as well. And a lot of that stuff, like I have no affiliation to it. So, you know, like I'm not trying to push, I'm not trying to sell. It's just me saying, hey, this very stuff really, really helped me. And I know for a fact it can really help you too. So if you haven't done that yet, would highly recommend. Highly recommend.
Well done. Good shameless plug.
Yeah.
That's not what we were doing this for, but I think what you said is absolutely true, that if something works well for you, if we align with you, if you're listening today and you're like, you know what, I know we're not for everybody, Cody, right? I mean, like we're just not. Mm-hmm. But for those of you who are really connect and relate to the things that we bring up, and if you're kind of like, yeah, actually, I think very similarly to that, we encourage you to do all of the things that he just mentioned, because sometimes that's hard to find. And for me, I don't know, it feels like if I find something that I relate well to, I could do it all day long. I could talk with them. Like I could do this podcast with you forever because I align with you. If I didn't align with you, I would have a really hard time doing it. Not that I can't have good conversation, but you know where I'm going with that.
I would agree.
If it's not at least a little bit fun, I'm not going to want to show up. So thank you for making this a little bit fun for me. I really do appreciate that. And thank all of you listeners for tuning in every single week. You make it fun for us as well. We encourage you to continue to connect with us and to tune back in next week for another great episode of the Financial Coaches Podcast. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Financial Coaches Podcast, brought to you by New Money Habits and Sizemore Financial Coaching. Submit your questions to our hosts by emailing podcast@newmoneyhabits.com. Be sure to subscribe to be notified of future episodes and join our growing group of like-minded coaches on Facebook. And until next time, happy coaching. Music provided by Summer School.